Rise and shine.
It's a new day. It's early breakfast with Africa Milani.
10 minutes it is till 5 o'clock. Nedbank and South African Tourism launching an innovative empowerment initiative which will promote black women-owned businesses in tourism. And here to tell us all about it is Dr. Reddy, who's a strategy specialist for enterprise and supplier development at Nedbank. Dr. Reddy, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Africa. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
How is it going to work?
Great. So we're basically putting out a call to action for black women-owned businesses in the tourism sector to apply to participate in the program. Just a little bit of context, I think we all know that the industry as a whole has been severely impacted with all of the challenges we faced recently. And I think in collaboration with Nedbank, Women in Tourism and SA Tourism, we're basically looking to reignite, rejuvenate and revitalize the industry, specifically with focus on women, black women-owned businesses. And the idea being to select 25 businesses in each of the 9 provinces with a view to taking them through 4 months of business acumen training and development, and then selecting 5 out of the 25 in each of the 9 provinces to go on for an additional 7 months of intensive mentorship and further business development, really to sort of take them on that journey. And I think you'll agree that it is a journey. We're rebuilding and we're trying to basically, create a stable foundation. And that means bringing in the relevant stakeholders, role players. And I think holistically, both from Nedbank's point of view and all of our stakeholders in terms of SA Tourism and Women in Tourism, we're really putting all our efforts into creating a really sustainable program to really create businesses that we can say, we've really walked this distance, we're creating viable opportunities, and that's really leading to something that we can be proud of as we all rebuild together.
You made reference, of course, to the Women in Tourism, which is a program within the Department of Tourism, which is an initiative to propel and support the development and empowerment of women in the tourism sector. Namala, do the businesses that these 25 women in each province you are hoping to attract, do they need to exist already, or can they still be conceptual and in somebody's minds?
Okay, that's a great question. So the criteria is really that they need to be existing businesses in existence for at least 1 year. The businesses must be owner managed and operated. And they have to be compliant in terms of, all the relevant governance and compliance for the business itself. So, those are the relevant criteria that we are looking at. And I think it's very, very exciting because we're really bringing together all the relevant core facets of the business value chain to be able to create that enable environment for these businesses.
Do they need to have a level of, knowledge, I suppose, qualification in order for them to undergo the intensive training, which I imagine this will be, should they be successful businesses selected?
Not necessarily. I think to have been in existence for a year already comes with a certain level of acumen, but we're certainly not looking at any, prescriptive qualifications per se. I think it's important that we have an equitable balance across the value chain. So if the attitude is there and the willingness to work hard and to really commit to this process, then that's the kind of owner and business owner that we want to work with.
What excites me the most, I think, about the initiative is that obviously you'll be creating a knowledge foundation, without a doubt. That is going to be an essential part of it. But you will be providing mentorship as well, because that is often the best way of learning, isn't it? Where you partner up entrepreneurs, the women entrepreneurs, with people who've been existing in the sector and business for a very, very long time, who'll be able to say, you know what, Namala, when you do that, look out for that pitfall, because that might actually save you a few years of frustration and stress.
Absolutely, you're so right. From a Nedbank point of view, we've implemented many programs and we've learned firsthand that some of the best performance and growth and profitability studies have come out of businesses with mentors that have actually walked the journey, been there, done that. I think furthermore, what a program of this nature offers the business is that it gives them a safe space within which to try new growth strategies, within which to test, diversification or bringing new products. So really, they're going to be able to do that within the safe space of having all the experts, the mentors that have been there, done that, and actually learn from them and not have to make costly mistakes, which, you know, can really take a business back a couple of steps. So I think we're cognizant of all of this. We've taken in some of the best practices across, certainly from a bank point of view in our programs, but also in conjunction with SA Tourism, who has, you know, such an extensive array of experience to add to the industry. I think it's all the makings of a really sustainable program for the way future.
It is a question that is necessary to ask, Namala, and I'm hoping the answer is absolutely yes. But we know that the sector employs in the majority and in the main women. But do we have enough businesses, 225 of them at the minimum, across the country for this initiative to be satisfied?
Absolutely. So we're saying that they have to be businesses that are focusing or operating within the tourism sector. So it offers quite a wide range of versatility if one has to look at it from that perspective. I'm absolutely sure we've already have many, many applications, and I think we're looking forward to many more coming through.
Of course, the closing date is on the 27th of October. And for more information and to apply, you can visit mcgeralds.co.za/WIT for Women in Tourism. That's mcgeralds.co.za/WIT, or send an email to WIT@mcgeralds.co.za. Dr. Reddy, I hope you are absolutely overwhelmed by applications and that you, given such rich content to consider, that perhaps you can even expand it beyond the 225 businesses that you are aiming for this initiative and round.
Thank you very much, Africa, and we're looking forward to lots of amazing applications, and hopefully we'll be back to share some wonderful success stories with you in the future.
Absolutely. Dr. Namala Reddy is a strategy specialist for enterprise and supplier development at NetBank.